I guess a practical ethnomusicologist is a good positive way of describing what I do in many senses. I wouldn't put myself down as a traditional ethnomusicologist, one who studies and works towards publications and doesn't necessarily gear themselves up to be a performer, either sort of in that culture or outside of that culture, employing it within other cultures. It's very much a working environment for me. I like to see what is happening with various musics, various music traditions, to look inside the cultures and find out as much as I can about the way that they approach music, what music means to them, the way they have music in their lives, in their homes, the way that the traditions employ the music and present the sort of various social hierarchies, and then really bring it down to taking it back into myself and working that in towards a working understanding of the instrument, so as I can employ it within the idioms that I work in. I would say that I am very conscious of the ethnic backgrounds of the instruments, not essentially with every instrument that I've learned. I mean, things like congas, some of the Latin stuff, I've not gone into the culture very deeply at all. It's very much used as a pop instrument in a sense. But certainly with the Indian stuff and the Arabic stuff and the Japanese elements, you know, I've looked very deeply into those cultures and how they employ the traditions